Blog Talk Radio.
We are here.
For new homeowners, a football game can really bring out the parent in them.
It's smart we parked near the exit.
Absolutely.
There you go. That way.
Let's put away the parking talk maybe for a minute.
Parking is where the money is, though. You imagine what this place pulls in on parking alone.
All right, no more talking about parking lots.
A lot of these are compact spots.
It's not pretty.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
We still planning to head out around the third quarter.
Let's not talk about leaving before we're actually at the game.
Watching this was a great first step to unbecoming your parents. The next step is, well, watching some more.
Okay, we're almost there.
What is that?
Seat cushion? Back support.
Give me that. What? Are we going to a football game or going camping?
Football game.
this is a product of Ndozi Enterprise via Beverly Nation, and this is Make It Plain with Simeon Myers. I am your host, and the topic of today is the goddamn white man in the Black Holocaust. You heard me right, people. I said the goddamn white man in the Black Holocaust. All right. Now, I know y'all heard about the Michael Brown thing with the Ferguson. I know y'all heard and seen on TV, on CNN, with Eric Gardner. And we got another, man, these white people just never end. Oh, man. The thing with a 12-year-old boy getting shot. And then you got the thing with Bill Cosby, and you know the thing with Bill Cosby is nothing but a distraction, so we won't so we can forget about the cops that's killing black folks out there. I ain't forget of it. See, I ain't duped. They always doing that because they want to get even with us. They know the cops is guilty, so now they want to throw Bill Cosby under the bus. And even if he did do that, whatever he did with them white women, they knew about it. And he slept, but, I mean, like I said, black people, you're not safe in this country. We are behind enemy lines, and we must understand when, because we always forget that we want to be with white people so bad, we forget that we nothing but niggas to them. It's always been like that. These white people don't love you. Everywhere the white man been in history, it only been destruction everywhere he went. Everywhere he went, it only been destruction. He is uncompromised. You cannot live with him. You cannot live with him. His white woman is a bitch. And I said it right there. White woman is a bitch. If black people could say on radios and call black woman bitches, why I can't call this white woman a bitch? His woman is a bitch, and he's the devil. I'm going to keep it plain. Like I said, it's called Make It Plain. Don't get mad with me, folks. I'm telling the truth. You know what I mean? Now, I had conversation with somebody earlier, they said now with the boy, with the black boy was in the wrong. There's plenty of white people in the wrong, and white people support them. So if that black boy in the wrong, I support him. I love Nat Turner. I love him to death. That's my brother. And I hope, and I'm glad that he killed all of them, because these white people will kill you quick as they stare. They don't love you. And even if they're good white people, they still benefit from racism. And you're still the black nigga. Y'all dumb selves going to keep going out, go to Christmas and spend all your money on Christmas and give your money back to these white people. And the money, see, the thing with the black dollar, let me just go on the black community. The black dollar, it don't even stay in the neighborhood for 6 hours. As soon as it come in the neighborhood, it's going right back out of the neighborhood. We got to know who our enemies is. The reason why the young boys are killing each other, because they don't know who their enemy is. And we must, as parents, y'all know who the enemy is. But y'all think, y'all so stupid, y'all want to be wrapped up and join hands in the unity of the people with the white people. But white people do not like you. They the one who created the AIDS virus. Do you know? Let me give y'all a little fact. Do you even know that the AIDS virus was made to target people with highly melanated cells, which is black people? Even Ebola. It's called population control. They do not care about us. And you understand that? Even if you paint your skin white like Michael Jackson, in the end, they will kill you. The devil is a savage, and you need to know him. Yeah, there is a devil, and we see him every day. And you got to understand your enemy, man. Understand how he come at you in many ways. You see, we too stupid, man. He will never accept us. First of all, he hates that you got the power to wipe him out just by integrating with his women. You mix it in. We got the power to wipe him out. By our organs and stuff, our sperm and stuff. You understand? Not only that, he hates you because the greatness of your history and what you accomplished with the world, how we ruled the world not with guns but with our minds. We was the intelligent people. But somewhere down the line, we got duped. And I'm going to put the rest of all these, a lot of these lies tonight. I'm going to go on that movie called Shaka Zulu. I'm going to put the rest of this lies that they try to say this man is a savage. This man was fighting and kicking them British asses for years. It make you say that movie is a lie. Yeah, that movie, everything they do in that movie, they did it wrong. That man killing his people, and in the movie he smacked his mother because his mother reminded him of his responsibility. You know what I mean? Black folks, we gotta wake up, man. We really gotta wake up. You know, we really gotta wake up and see. And see the real truth. Go study. Do your research. They make you say that Shaka Zulu was a savage, but the man was trying to. He's basically telling the other nation that we got to fight because these white folks coming in. And if y'all fight with us, you need to get down, lay down, because I ain't going out like that. I ain't letting these white crackers come in our nation and take us over. So let's relay the rest of the lie. I'm ready to lay the rest another lie. One of the teenage pregnancy. Let's talk about where it really came from the white slave master raping that young girl. Let's really talk about it, black people. Because y'all know y'all get me upset, some of y'all black folks. Y'all get me upset because y'all protect the slave master. My God, y'all are some house Negroes. Y'all need to be taught and teached. Y'all need to be taught and teach because you will trade your soul against your own people. You know what I mean? Y'all will betray your own people and back the white man. Save his house. Put out the fire before he can put out the fire. Save the master. Snitch on the slave that's trying to free himself. Well, I'm just like Harriet Tubman. I got a shotgun, but it ain't for the white man. I got the shotgun. It's for the slaves who want to change their mind and say, I know where I want to go back. You ain't going back. We're going to take this journey together, brother. So you got to understand, we got too many house Negroes, man. And we became a black nation of house Negroes set in a mindset of betraying one another. And you think because you think you're so-called middle class, man, all you're doing is living good on a plantation. The average black middle class person income with the family, how much the family is worth is $5,000. You lose your job, if a black middle class person lose their job, in a month they will lose their house. Y'all understand, it's the difference between white middle class and black middle class. White middle class got wealth. Black middle class just got bank accounts and money. Don't have no wealth. You think these people care about us? We better start joining together or we're going to be a damn people. You got to understand the devil, he's a mean devil. He smiles in your face, but he's a backstabber. You, as people, we must educate one another and understand that. I'm tired of this house Negro mentality that we got. My God, man. Let me put a rest. Oh, yeah, the teenage pregnancy, the white master, slave master used to rape our little girls. They killed and raped. And it was Christianity and it was Islam. Yeah, we're going to talk about Islam, too. They raped and they had a slave trade, too. And now we're going to put the race another one. It's another one. I got to get this one out. Oh, black people sold their people in slavery. Show me where it at. What could we sell to the white man that we need from him? We had fruit, vegetation in Africa. Africa is the richest place on the planet. We had food, vegetation, gold, everything. How can we trade our people? And I'm going to tell you what really happened. Is that like nowadays, we had a bunch of punk house Negroes who were scared of the white man, scared so much that they will snitch on their people and tell them out. Yo, it's people in that village right there. You can go get them. It wasn't kings selling slaves to a white man. No, it was casualties of war. That's how we got caught over here. So I'm going to put all the lies to rest because y'all Negroes, y'all protect these white people like your life. Oh, my God. Y'all, so y'all can, this is your mindset. And this show is meant to break that slave man, that slave mindset. All right? Islam, Christianity is no good if you're not liberating the people. You got to be able to tell the people the truth and give the people the reality. My job, I'm not attacking nobody's religion, but I will attack the reality of your situation. And I will support them kids in the Ferguson. You know what I mean? Shoot, man. Oh, man. You know what? I got a caller on the line. You know what? Caller, please speak your piece.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. What is your name?
My name is Simeon Myers.
Yeah, Mr. Myers, it is a little disturbing that you are speaking so much hatred. What is your problem? Why are you so angry?
After 500 years, I can relate to our pain. We still behind enemy lines. We still suffering the Holocaust. How can you expect me to be happy in a land where there's not really don't have no justice or independence, where the system is always fighting against me? How can you expect me to? But matter of fact, let me give you a Bible scripture. The Bible says, let me see something. The Bible says, the people
first,
children.
Don't talk about the Bible because.
Oh, I can talk about the Bible.
The nonsense you are speaking has nothing to do with the Bible. I mean, you black people are calling and you're calling white people crackers. What is your problem?
That's what their name is. They call him Cracker Man from the Cracker.
No, they're human beings.
Call him the Cracker Man when he cracked
the whip. And you have to recognize that you as an individual. There's some white in you.
There's
some white in you. All right, so you
listen,
could
my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul.
Listen, you could put your soul chakra in
Africa, man. Al Kebeline. Listen, my allegiance is to my people. It's always race first.
What is your people? Hold a minute. What is your people? Because from your accent, you sound like an American to me. What is your people?
You mean my words?
Do you have a Negro nose or do you have a straight nose like the so-called white folks that you're criticizing?
I have a Negro nose. And let me finish.
Hold on a minute. You take freedom of speech and persecute people.
Freedom of what?
Just living their life.
Freedom of what? You know how many people Martin Luther King spoke what he said on his mind and they killed him. You don't tell me nothing about no darn freedom of speech, brother. Michael Jackson spoke their mind and they still got shot. Ali Muhammad spoke his mind and they still killed him. Brother, what are you trying to say? Help me understand freedom of speech, because when you say the wrong thing to white supremacists, they will kill you.
Listen,
when you speak
the truth, grandfather was white. All right. And I'm backer than you. So what's your point?
You know what I mean?
What I'm telling you, Simeon Myers, that there's white in you. All right? You don't have a Negro nose, all right, and you're so angry for no reason trying to unite black people.
I have to disagree with you. If it was white in me, I'd be backing the white man, but I ain't backing him. I'm backing the black people at Ferguson.
Let me ask you something. Do you have children?
I have a children, yes, I do. I have a son.
You have a son?
Yeah.
All right? Is his mother?
Yes, his mother's African. Use the word African.
She's African. Okay, what part of Africa is she from?
She's American African.
She's been an ascendant
of Africa,
by the white slave man.
You
that
know
is
that you,
a made
brother,
up
don't
name.
Try to scribble the words up.
You
can't get me with that small-time stuff, man.
There's nothing called African-American.
Small-time stuff?
All right?
Do
you know the genealogical line of your son's mother?
You know, we know we're all.
Hold a minute. Her
all
great,
came out of Africa.
Yeah.
And the white people came from us. And you know they did, because
so
we're the
ridiculous.
Only bones is from an African person.
You're
don't
so
try
ridiculous.
To ball stuff with me.
So
what you think? Man, who this guy?
What? Why are you? Why are you on? Listen. Why are you on Blog Talk Radio?
Who
do you work for?
We are the fathers of civilization.
Yeah.
We are the mothers and fathers of civilization.
Something. You know what? Let me tell you something.
And you're a product of the oppressor.
Well,
you,
Mr. Myers,
you're
let me
out
just
big boy.
Listen. Y'all gonna overtalk me. Well, let me just say to you, I love the black folks, and they love the white folks. I have black friends and white friends. If you want to call my white friends crackers, so be it. But they my friends.
I got to move on because I got to.
I have Puerto Rican friends. I have.
Now, y'all hear that? Now, what I was trying to say to the brother, when I was talking about the Bible, the Jews or the Hebrews or the the Bible was taken from out of Africa and given back to us. When they was in the Babylon, the Babylonian people asked them. they asked them this. They said, sing us one of them Zion songs. They told him, how can we sing a song in a foreign land, in a land of our oppressor? What I'm trying to say, how can you ask me to smile and be happy in the land that I'm being oppressed in? What you heard, ladies and gentlemen, today was the product of a house nigger. When the man who came up against a man who's standing for the African people. I support the people of Ferguson. Burn down the stores. Burn them down because all them stores, the Korean, the Chinese, the Mexican store, all them stores suck the life out of the black community, the economics out of the black community. You know? They do it. You know? And y'all know this too. Y'all know the Puerto Rican people suck the life out of your community. Y'all know the churches suck life out of your community. The ones, the pastors who are not doing right, the imams, the mosques who's not doing right, would just want to preach the same sermon every day. Jesus this, but never want to change the reality of the condition of the black neighborhoods. You got to understand, I got some more knowledge for y'all, man. Hold on. I got some notes right here, man. I want to go into these because I really want y'all to understand y'all enemy, the oppressor. You know what I mean? He said, I had hatred. I don't have hatred. You know what I mean? I don't have hatred in my heart, you know? And you know what? And that was a product, guys like Jim, that's products of a house Negro, that mindset. He will fight me against when I said I support our black people. And look, please call in, folks. You know, this is crazy, man. I didn't expect that tonight. You know, that man crazy. You know what, folks, just call in. The number is 347-202-0392. All right, it's 347-202-0392. Listen, y'all know the situation. Who put the drugs in the black community? It was the government. Y'all know this. Y'all know the sisters. Y'all know this. So we need more sisters to back their man. Back, be behind you, man. You know the situation of the black man. You know what they're doing to the black boy. Why are you sitting there on the sideline and got this selfish, this stubbornness in the black neighborhood of I did it by myself. I'm going to do it all by myself. Fuck everybody. Fuck that nigga. He ain't this and he ain't that and he ain't this. You think a white man love you, sister? White man just wants your goods. Then he calls you away. All right, brother, you think that white sister love you? She just a leftover of another white man. We are in the era of the 21st century slave 21st century niggas. I ain't control. They want to wipe it. Some people want to integrate with white people because they want to forget their reality of the black history. They want to forget the 400 years of slavery. They just want to move along. We can't, man. We got to fight the fight. And I tell you what, I support them kids. Like I said, I support them kids. And I think that if any cop trying to come and kill your family, you should take that gun from that cop by all means necessary and blow his head off. I have no apology. I'm an unapologetic African. Let me say this, Pan-African. And for the brother here, I am unapologetic. I am very unapologetic when it comes to African people. You better find out whose side you on. You better find out whose side you on. Because at the end of the day, a white person will meet with you at the table as soon as you turn your back and stab you. They will stab you. For these NBA players who want to marry these white bitches, these white women. I know my language is foul, but tonight is not a night. We've been compromising for 450 years. Man, we shouldn't do that. They should have a peaceful rally. Fuck all of that peaceful shit. Get your guns. Get your rifles. Listen, these crackers put their hands on your boy, your child, come in your neighborhood and try to lock up your men. These are your men, whether you like it or not, ladies, black women, African women. These are your men. They are your young men. These are our children. These are our responsibilities. And these cops will shoot them down like a damn dog. And for the older men, y'all got businesses. Y'all got construction businesses. But y'all don't give none of these boys jobs like y'all should a lot of times. We look down on our own race. And if somebody says something good about our own race, we say, Chad, get out of here. I don't believe that. We are the 21st century new slaves mindset. New slaves. You know what they're doing to our brothers in jail? If you got a cousin in jail, give them enough commissary because you know what they do? They call it to them like, you know, it's been 2 years. You ain't got nobody visiting you. We know that you need some money in your books. Here, try out this new pill. Meanwhile, this new pill is messing up his organs on the inside. We're going to give you some money on the books. I'm serious. They don't. We number lab rats for them. You ever heard of organ trafficking? They kill a lot of these murders in the city. It's not black-on-black crime. Wake up, people. A lot of these killers are set up so they can steal black, harvest black organs because black organs are very good. I want y'all to get this. All right? I ain't playing tonight. I can't play with y'all. I can't tiptoe. I can't pussyfoot. I can't beat around the bushes. Y'all need a strong leader. We need all leaders. I just can't be me. I'm coming out. I'm a revolutionary. I'm coming out of there. I'm sorry. I'm a rebellious slave. And after 400 years, I understand why I feel the pain, what the black people are going through. And a lot of times the sisters don't understand what they're going through because they don't know who they are. We need teachers. Y'all need to support Dr. Umar Johnson. He's opening up a school. Y'all need to send money to support this brother, man. He's opened up a school for an academy for black boys and girls to teach them how to wear their natural hair. Get that weave shit out of your hair. And we the only people on the earth wearing that shit. The only Europeans that wear that shit are the ones that are models. They don't. The Chinese don't even wear that shit. They give it to us. They give the junk to us. You know what? I see when the sisters go to the nail salon, I see the Chinese people do their nails, I see the Chinese people put the mask over their face. Why they don't tell you to put the mask over your face? This is something to think about. Is the stuff toxic? Is it bad for the health? They put masks over their face when they're doing y'all nails from the chemicals they put in y'all nails. Sisters, y'all better wake up. The food that you eat, okay? Got cancer, stuff that cancer. We breathe in all this stuff every day. The food that we eat, the food that you get from the Chinese store, you don't know if they did tests on it, like a little experiment test with animals. Then they give it to the Chinese store, then they give it back to you. See, folks, we gotta wake up, sisters. You gotta wake up. And so I said, support Dr. Umar Johnson School. It's for black boys. He's gonna teach these boys. Military, science, everything, flying airplanes, their culture, make these boys to know to love who they are. And the first lesson of an African boy in America and behind enemy's lines, and the first lesson of a black woman in America, an African woman behind enemy lines, is to learn self-love. Love thyself. Know thyself and love who you are. You are the people of the sun. You are the people of the earth, the first people. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, since we are the fathers and sons of white people, don't the Bible tell them to honor their mother and their father, that their days might be long? I think their days might be shortened because they're not honoring their mother and their father. They kill, they spit on their mother and father. We have reduced to this world. We gave so much to this world. Man, this is a tough thing, man. It's tight. It's tight, man. It's tight. I don't know, man. I really don't know. Oh, man. I really don't know. I need y'all to really know. Black folks, yo, we got to wake up. Stop selling each other out. For what? For a couple of dollars? $1,000? White people don't mind you getting money as long as you ain't own none of business. And don't be looking at that Bill Cosby stuff. Listen, all they're trying to do is distract you from them fellas that got killed by them white cops. They got killed by white cops. Face it, African people, they got killed by white cops. It was white cracker cops that killed Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and the other boy. You know what I mean? It was white cracker people. Face it, they are your enemies. When they kill you, when you get these people and you brush it off, and you get these people a license to kill your own people. Kill your own people. And we got to stop killing each other, too, because that's giving them license, too. We helping the white cracker out. They want to exterminate us. And sisters, y'all need to go. I'm gonna tell this. Ain't nobody gonna tell you this. I'm gonna talk to the sisters. Because I love my sisters. I don't got time for no white bitches. It's too many of my sisters. I'm too concerned about my sisters. Y'all need to have more at home births, because what they doing with y'all, understand what they putting in y'all bodies when y'all having babies at the hospital and stuff. That stuff they ain't giving you is not good for you, not good for me. You need to have more at-home births and learn how to stand up when you have a baby. You ain't supposed to lay on your back when you have a baby. That's why you got a lot of circumcisions and all these hysterectomies and all this stuff. No, when you have a baby, you have the midwives, which we need more women to learn how to be midwives to help the woman birth the baby. You stand up, use your legs, and gravity helps to push that baby out. We need to do it. We need to go back to Africa and find out how the women had babies, how they did in labor. Not like the white woman laying on her back, her sick, nasty self. Talking about a white woman getting raped. No, the white woman just give it up. She's been doing that for years. She's been giving it up for years. That's all she do. When the big slave boy didn't want to have sex with her, she always threatened, "I'm gonna tell him that you raped me." Don't you? And that's the same thing they're doing to Bill Cosby and other black men. You look, look at Tiger Woods. Ever since that he dealt with that white woman, he can't even hit the ball straight no more. That man jacked up. That man Jack, he can't even hit the ball straight. He ain't won a tournament since he dealt with that white bitch, that devil. So I'm trying to tell y'all, ladies, y'all black fellas, a lot of y'all black guys, leave these white devil, these white bitches alone, because they will jam you up. Say, "Oh, he raped me. He raped me." No, she gave it up to you. But if she can figure that she can jam you up, oh yeah. And when you and all these NBA stars, like I was saying earlier, want to get these white women, marry these white women, but name one rich white woman that picked up an old black Negro in the ghetto. Can't name it, can you? Can't name it, huh? Can't name it, can you? I'm gonna talk about this. All right. And I know this cop, look, I'm looking at TV, CNN right now, or the people they killed. White cops killed them and they are getting off. Do y'all have any emotions? Y'all feel sorry about some white little baby? I don't give a fuck about that white little girl that got killed or missing or hung up. I don't give a damn about no white baby getting killed because there's too many of our babies getting killed. I can't worry about the other people. We always want to relate our struggles to everybody else's struggle, to the Mexican. So all these people, where the Mexican was at when you was getting bit by dogs? Where the Jew was at when you was getting bit by dogs? Where was the Christian at when you was getting bit by dogs sprayed with fire hose? Where was the Arabic at when our woman was getting raped and stuff? Where was all these people at? But they sure showed up at the Martin Luther King signed that thing, here everybody come. Oh, equal for all. Where was the faggot, the homosexual? That's right, I said it. The homosexual, the faggot. Because since he said he got civil rights just like us. Where was he was at when our women and our men was getting bitten in the groin and the breasts by dogs, by two-legged dogs and four-legged dogs? Where was them at? Where was they at? I'm going in tonight. Yeah, y'all left me no choice tonight, man. I got to talk like this. There's no other way. I can't sugarfoot nothing. I can't do it. I can't play with my people. Because black folks, they're mine. You gotta come at them direct. And if I offend you, it's good. It's good that I offended you. And I didn't ask for one dime for this good preaching and this good teaching. But it's good for you. You know, you need this. We need this, man. We need a community of strong people that's going to stand up. Stop relying on the government. Your vote ain't never count. Ain't no vote ever going to change our situation. Ain't no president. Obama is a sellout. He ain't no good, man. I done told you that he's working with white people, man. He's the reason why Africa is oppressed right now. You got to understand. Do your research on him. Oh, my goodness. He's a pawn in the white people's hands, people. Come on. They always give you a nigga that you can celebrate. A nigga that can chuck and jive right in front of you. They did it with Jesse. They did it with Al Sharpton. They're gonna do it with Obama. And we got so fixated on Obama. He's the new savior. And guess what? Y'all suffering under Obama. Y'all suffering. Hey, then this Kennedy. Negro.
Hey, yes, brother, Kennedy, I got to come on real quick. Folks out there, you know me. You know me, kiss myself. That's right. I'm the great Ngozi, and I'm going to tell you right now. This has transformed into a brand new BevNat record. That's right. Brother Simeon brought it home tonight. You ready for this? 108,444 listeners are on right now listening to this brother. Listen. This show was explicit. You didn't have to listen to the show. I'm getting bombarded with emails right now. Calm down. Brother Myers has the right to speak his opinion. And I'm going. Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, you do have a call on the line right now, and it's 215-617. You're on the line right now with Brother Simeon Myers and make it plain. Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello.
215-617. Okay, that's okay. Maybe they didn't want to press one. Sometimes you might press one by accident. That's fine. But
just call
know,
back,
like sir. I said, that's all. They're still on the line. They're not off the line. But I just want to say right now that this is old school Sydney Myers right now. I'm getting the hell off the line right now and enjoy my producing because I'm all that and you know you should worship it.
Hey, look at this. Hey, people, listen. They always jot some nigga from you, like LeBron James. They got him on TV. LeBron James is wearing a shirt saying, "I can't breathe." That ain't do shit. We need affirmative action. We need LeBron to say, "Fuck this shit. That's fucking wrong. That cop need to be locked up in jail or executed." Something wearing a shirt saying, "I can't breathe," and throwing your hands up and shit. No, you need to go, just like them kids in Ferguson, go fuck some shit up. You got the fuck. This is how you get back at it. This is how you get white people to fight against white people. You fuck up the comfort of their living. You stop spending money at their stores. They will go to their people, to the government, and they will say, listen, these people, this is how you get shit changed. This is how you got to learn how to strategize against the enemy. You got to fuck up their comfort. Let me give you an example. Now, if you say you slash all white people tires, I'm not saying go slash white people tires. You slash their tires and shit, and everybody lives in the neighborhood. Nobody got money to keep replacing tires. You fucking up their comfort of living. You got to know how to fuck with their economy. You got to know how to do that. Don't buy not a damn thing. Don't catch not a damn bus. Cut it down. But y'all too scared. I think the new age, the 21st century house Negro, I am unapologetic when I say that, the house Negroes are so y'all scared. Y'all scared to give your life to the revolution, scared to fight for people because I'm scared I'm going to lose my house, my job. I don't know how to feed myself. You need to learn how to learn survival skills, get some water, you know what I mean? Learn some survival skills. Become, you know what I mean? We're so Americanized, we don't even know agriculture. We don't even know how to make our own draws. Now, never mind. Once again, and let me just go back to this. They flaunt these athletes in front of you with these shirts saying, I can't breathe. These athletes, They're not going to speak up because they punks, because it's going to mess with their money. They're not going to say what they really want to say. These rappers are no good. And I wish the old school hip-hop rappers get on these rappers that's giving these garbage to our neighborhood. These punk rappers rapping that dumb stuff, that shit, that dumb talk. I got a car, but, and I'm going to do this. I got this girl and this whip, and then all this. Turn that shit on as garbage, but they give it to our people. And you go and look at the young folks. And the older folks look at the young folks, I don't know why they listen to that. You know why they listen to that. You know the government. Won't you speak up and say something? Got cowards, man. We got a general. We got old. We got cowards. We got our generation of people. We got cowards in their 60s and 50s. We got cowards and won't enlighten the youth. The older generation, y'all are here not to sit down and sit on your asses and die. Get up off your asses. Teach the youth. Be a nation. Every last one of us, we are your children. Teach us. Because if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. And I will teach them. And I will teach them warfare, too. And I will teach you what Malcolm said, by any means necessary, if that cop disturbing you, messing with your life, come just want to check your pockets, check you for what? Leave me alone. Get your crack ass out of my face while I blow your brains out. And I mean that. I don't play with policemen. I don't like them. Because it's nothing but the form of the KKK. Let's keep it real, people. Let's keep it real. Y'all so scared. Our old generation is so, they call y'all scared, man. You got to get some balls, man. Get into the youth. Enlighten the youth. The white old people enlighten their youth. We the only people who don't tell, but we don't talk to each other. An old person walk down the street, won't even talk to the young person. The young person won't talk to the old person. What are we doing to each other? We are scared of each other. Don't know how to talk to each other. Don't love each other. Why do we hate each other? You got to get that slave man out your heart. And I know who my enemy is. The fella said, I'm acting just like the white man. How am I acting like a white man? Brother, I'm upset. I'm upset because I'm in bondage in the foreign land. How can I be happy? I'm upset because my young men are dying. What are you saying to me, bro? This is what that house Negro said to me. He said, I'm acting like a white man. I'm acting out of pain of my brothers dying. My sisters are being raped. My sisters are being killed by the black man that she trusts. Our brothers are going to jail. So that leaves our sisters vulnerable. No one to protect our sisters with their babies. You know how many single women I see on the bus with this? Got two or three or four babies. Where's the man at? You ask me why I'm not happy? Jesus can't give me that joy, and Jesus sees. No, Muhammad can't give me that joy. Joy in my soul. I can't. What? My people are suffering. My people are damaged. And you want me to sit back, shut my mouth, cheese with the cracker, shake hands with him, come in unity with him? I can't do that, brother. I'm not a house nigga. I am a rebellious slave. I can't do that. I'm a real man. Ask him. I'm a real man. I will fight for my people and for my woman. I got to be like that. And then when I go to battle, my woman better be in battle with me. That's how the Africans did it. When the Africans went into battle, our ancient ancestors, the woman was right in the carriage with him. Woman going to war with him. Ain't no staying back. Now, understand, these Europeans are very sexist people. Matter of fact, when their woman had an orgasm, they thought their woman was possessed, and they killed a woman. Just how stupid they was. They into that sex thing. They got so sick of their women, they rather have a boy. Even the Greek god, Zeus, had intersexual Matter of fact, this going to hurt people. I'm talking about Christianity. It's homosexual written all over that thing. You better go to the Catholic Church and do your history on it. Whenever a man, and whenever the Christian people don't want to admit it, but I got to tell you the truth. I can't lie to you. I love you people. I love my African people. And much as y'all don't want to admit it or not, because every church came out of the Catholic Church. The only reason why you got a black AME church because it was a white AME. Come on. The only reason why is a black Baptist because it was a white Baptist church. Y'all copying other people. You will never be free when you copy your oppressor. Stop trying to be like your oppressor. Get back to ancient Africa. We believe in God and goddess. My God, that European shit with the God. God is just a man, and man, and a man walking with 12 men for a certain amount of years. That's some faggot ass shit. We had our God. God was a God. We had a God and a goddess. We realized you got to have two. You can't have one without the other. There ain't no virgin birth. Once she get penetrated, she ain't no virgin no more. So you can't be no virgin birth. My goodness. Y'all better start using your head. Y'all better start using your heads. Black people, y'all better wake up. You bashing my religion. Listen, I'm coming. I'm giving you the unadulterated truth. Where homosexuality really came from. It came out of the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church. Why you think the man is naked on the cross, exposed, balls hanging out, and all of that? And him in a picture with 12 men, no women and anything. You know what I mean? Don't want to have nothing to do with a woman. That's not the African way. The Greeks was into that stuff, man, having sex with little boys. The Spartans, we ain't into that stuff. Till they came into Egypt and they saw the statue. I'm giving you history. When they came into Egypt and saw the statue, they was frustrated. They're like, the woman? They got a statue of a woman and a man together? We taught these people that, no, you need the woman. Don't you be touching with no boys? What's wrong with you? So I'm we got to teach y'all this. Y'all need to know this. The elders, y'all need to know this. I know there's a lot of deacons, a lot of ministers in the church. Y'all know this stuff. Y'all know ancient African history. A lot of y'all do, but y'all want to keep because y'all hold these high positions and you love the money and the reward that you get with these high positions, and you would rather support the lie than the truth. Shame you. In the hell you go. Man, listen, y'all got me hot tonight, man. Please, listen, call in. The number is 347-202-0392. All right? Please call in. If you don't call in, I hope you're listening because this is real good. This is detailed. You didn't hear, you heard men spoke like this, but the spirit of Marcus Garvey, the spirit of Malcolm X, the spirit of Khalid Muhammad, you know what I mean? The spirit of Elijah Muhammad. The spirit of our ancestors cry out of my heart. I can't let this go. I can't see my people in this condition. After everything that our ancestors did for y'all black asses, y'all got a nerve to sit on y'all asses, sit in some church, look up to the sky. Ain't shit dropping out of the sky. You better get off your feet and start praying with your feet and be affirmative action. Actions speak louder than words. You can pray to God, but if you, because actions speak louder than words, that means you got to get up out your seat and move your feet and get to doing. Be aggressive. Get to the children. And I mean, talk to the young women. Get them. Learn. They will listen to you. You got to get them. You got to get their attention. Who the kids going to listen to? You understand? How can you smile in church when your man and smile in the mosque and pray to Allah and all your young men are getting killed in the street, Muslim men too, as well as Christian men. All your women are getting raped and stuff. How can you just be happy and just look to the sky and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Allahu Akbar, Allah, Soprano, Wata'ah, and all of that. How can you do all of that and your people are dying? What is sick? White people have done a number on us. We don't care about one another. If some one of these crackers kill our children, we should bust up them stores. We should bust up them Nike stores and steal some stuff too. Take it. Rob it too. They done robbed you. Why you got to rob the Foot Locker stores and break the stores and rob the stores? Guess what? Because they stole you too. They stole your ancestors off the ship. They ain't asked y'all for no damn permission. They just took you. So ain't no made no difference if you steal from them. And you know, the news, and white people are so fucking arrogant and so fucking, they so cocky and bold. These motherfuckers, they worry about the businesses that's being broken into and not worrying about the young boys that got killed, or the parents, or the wife that's never going to see her husband again, or the mother that's never going to see her son again. They worry about businesses being broken in by protesters, stores being broken. What about this mother who lost her son? She's never going to see her son again, or what her son could have been. I don't give a hell if he was right or wrong. Because white people don't care if they people right or wrong. We need to back our people whether they right or wrong, because white people are unfair and unjust, and they will back their people whether they right or wrong. And you know I'm telling the truth, black people who are listening to me right now and all the hosts of Beverly Nation. I know y'all know I'm telling the truth. White people will back their truth, back their people up whether they telling the truth, whether they right or wrong. We should do the same thing. These are our people. We should not put them, well, they wasn't in the right, and I think they wasn't in the right. I don't give a damn if they wasn't in the right or the wrong. That's your blood. That's our people. We got to understand, stick with our people. Love our people despite of what they have done. If they're not doing it to you, then, I mean, we should be able to judge amongst our own people. But this is what got one of the reasons Malcolm X got killed, when we fighting against our own people. I don't care if the man had wives and different children from another woman. Don't you ever expose what goes on in our group of people with the white man, with the other enemy. You never do that. This is why Malcolm X got jammed up. Okay? Because you telling black problems and what goes on with Elijah Muhammad to the white people, to our enemy. You can't do that. You can't do that. We trade on each other for what? A job position? There are black women that's trading on their husbands. We'll throw their husbands under the bus for a couple of dollars for a job position that the white man can offer them. There's black men that would throw black women under the bus for a couple of dollars. Oh, he hurt me, so I'm going to make sure he get what he deserves. I'm going to make sure she don't know who the fuck she messing with. I'm going to make sure she get what. Who the fuck? We train on each other. To the white man who wants to kill us all. He does not care about our problems. That's why I don't talk black problems to white people, because they are the one. One thing you got to understand about white supremacist people, I'm going to tell you this. They know our problems. They know our struggles. Okay? You understand my white people. They always think they're better than you, okay? They always will come up to you like this. I was in the same situation too. I didn't grow up with my father. White struggle cannot be related to black struggle. They will always try to relate themselves to you like they just like you. No, they're not. Okay? Even poor whites think they better than you, okay? And you got to understand that. Okay? They know your situation, all right? They know about the black struggle. They know about the crack in the 80s sitting in the black neighborhood. They're the ones who created the system. Okay? They're always trying to relate to you. Okay? They always will try to make it seem like they relate to you. They make you feel better. But you got to understand, all these Negroes on TV from NFL, sports agents, nothing but pawns. From Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, and the black guys on CNN, T.D. Jakes, all these people are pawns. They don't give a shit about black people. But they will use us to keep our people in bondage. They use Al Sharpton to keep the people blind. We're going to have a march, a protest, and a boycott for a couple of days. No, we need a consistent boycott, a consistent protest, a violent protest, saying, fuck that shit. We're going to flip all these cop cars. I wish I would. But we need black people with heart. You got to understand, if you are willing to be free, if you want to be free in this country, what I mean is it's independent, own your own company and everything. You got to shed blood, and sometimes you even got to give your life. You cannot be a coward. You cannot be a coward. Black folks, I'm talking to you. You cannot be a coward on this.
This is a serious thing, man. Oh, man.
This is our history. A lot of times we've had shows that will tickle your fancy, and there's a lot of times we have shows, whether you like it or not, whether you agree or not, that's better than that history. The reason why this network is the way it is today, for anybody to have their say, no matter what it is, it's because of Simeon Myers. Tonight, this show is dedicated to that brother, of course, with his outstanding loss. This man lost his son yesterday. And our hearts go out to him. He's an outstanding father of two sons. One is living and one is transcending to another level at this time. We want to keep the Myers family in prayer. Definitely high meditation. It's a strong brother, man. We had a conversation today, man, and definitely he's a candidate to come back. We have so many different great people. And I hope one day I have a chance to be able to make room for him and bring him back. Tonight, you heard this show, man, make it plain. Bring on some callers at this time. Caller one, you're on the line right now with the BevNet Classic from December 13th, 2014. Caller? All right, caller, unmute yourself. Are you there? Okay. You know, sometimes people get caught up.
Muted dog, and now muted big dog.
Yeah, yeah, muted now. What's going on, man?
Yeah, what's good in the hood? This your boy, Insane Mo Payne, comedian at large, bro. I've been sitting here for 38 minutes thinking I was about to talk to Simeon Myers. Let me tell you something. I didn't know if I wanted to go outside and whoop somebody's ass. Or if I wanted to sit down here and act like Jamie Foxx and Django, man. Tell Simeon, man, I feel that message is strong, it's powerful, but you can't make me want to whoop somebody's ass and then call me a nigga or call me a house nigga. Hey, man, it's a million emotions. And Simeon, he got to calm her down just a little bit. That man that called was cool than a motherfucker. Simeon is on fire because of what he went through. But he got to talk to somebody. You can't make us follow you. And I listen because his message is so powerful. And the message is so real, but I don't like being called a nigger or a house nigger. But the message is 1,000. The message is real. And people need to hear it, and Simeon need to know we listening to his voice, and we feel him. But we don't need to be called house niggas. And if that man call in and say what he say, then come on, man. We listening to you, bro. It's some of us out here that hear you.
All right. That's we appreciate all your comments. Guys. Yeah, we appreciate your comments tonight, man. That's why radio is radio. You know what I mean? Because we've accepted
man,
it, though, and it is what it is.
Yeah,
how's your wife tonight? Is your wife with you tonight?
She's right here.
All right,
I'm gonna shoot her through.
All right.
Peace and love.
Hey, what's going on, Mo Love? I just heard Mo Pain, man.
Listen.
And you know, this show, like I said,
listen.
This show was from, you know, 7 years ago to this day. Send me nobody's tongue. It is what it is. How you feel about tonight?
So how I feel about tonight is that's my brother from another mother. Okay, his mind frame and everything that he was saying, he's speaking for the people that can't speak for themselves. And he's so full of energy, and he's so full of that fight, man. And the funny thing is, the fight ain't over because that was then, and it's still current now. That evil man is still doing his evil deeds. We still going through it right now. So to me, it's more than needed to hear it. We got to start doing more about living it, man. All the conscious people, everybody that's hearing this, play a part in it, right? It's like this. I mean, he's a soldier, but we all soldiers, and we all play our part. And when one man say, wake up, we don't supposed to bark back. We all supposed to listen and get in line because, listen, I heard him, and I know I'm a soldier. So if he telling me about his part, and as he expressed his feelings about the family, the females, and everything, we all play a part in this. This is our family. We one family. The melanated people is one family, and we're supposed to stand as one. And I'm not just saying the African-Americans or the ones in the West End. I'm talking about melanated people as a whole because we the one that war is raged against, and we the one have to stand in this battle, man. And you have to know that the battle is yours, and you have to be able to do what it takes to get across it, man. And that's what he was trying to tell people, wake up. This ain't that, man. This ain't that. And everybody plays a part in this. And listen, I hope that people hear it. And I hope that people can apply it to where they are. And they can see it all around them. And that they won't take it for granted. That they'll wake up and realize we all got a voice. We all got to take some kind of form of action. And it got to start now. You can't wait. I mean, man, listen, that's what we're supposed to be, soldiers. I mean, what good is the conscience if we're not doing nothing with it? What good is with the knowledge we know if we ain't out there trying to lift some things and change things with it, man? It's all for nothing. And I'm not doing this for nothing, and he didn't either. And I just want to tell him I'm sorry for his loss. But it happens to the best of us because we out there trying to make change. And don't stop making your change. Don't let nothing stop you because everybody knows.
All right.
That's the Mo Love, baby. Ain't nothing but love for him. And I appreciate being able to hear that, man.
Yes, indeed. We want to thank Mo Love and Mo Pain tonight. We got some other callers on the line right now. Of course, this is the original BevNet Classic from December 13th, 2014. Our brother, Simeon Myers. Caller number two, you on the line right now?
Yo.
All right.
Yeah,
hey,
what's
man.
Up, man? It's your true friend, Word of God, man, yo. Yo, Simeon, man, that boy, even back in the day, he was killing the game. That's crazy. But for one, keep that head up, dog, because nobody knows. I got three kids, and I don't even have a clue of what the heck, man. Look, you know what I'm saying? I've, you know, been in different situations, but when it comes to children, it's a whole different story. So, man, keep rocking on. And people that's listening, how should I say this? Rude Awakenings are coming to a theater near you. If you have not noticed even lately how you're being manipulated or being taught to become part of a system, I don't know if it's New World Order or just somebody saying, look, I'm going to make sure these people over here is dysfunctional and these people over here are functional. Now, between me and you, you got to figure out which one you want to be. Now, I'm just saying, I'm just saying, man, because it's dumb stuff that I'm watching that we're receiving. Like, y'all don't even catch it. Sometimes they throw it in the news like, look, what about if this might happen? And then let you know it actually happened. They just want to see how you're going to feel about it. But if you get used to it, like, okay, well, the government's going to got to do this, next thing you know, you might have to start walking backwards. How would you feel then? So you got to think. Figure it out. Because one day you're going to have to do, like, symbols or signs, like doing like the fire smoke like the Indians did. Because the technology might just evaporate if we get bombed. All y'all damn phones don't work. So what you gonna do now? You ain't got GPS. So use your brain, think. You know, brother. Oh, this is a great show, man. And Simeon, like I said, man, float on, Kevin. God knows, it's unique.
Well, first of all, that man right there is coming on Friday night. Your true friend, Will of God, Too Thorough, at 9:30 Eastern Standard. And, of course, Mo Love, Mo Pain will be here wonderfully on Tuesday, December 28th, right here on these ONE stations. And, of course, we go to our next caller. Caller, you're on the line right now with the original DevNet Classic. Send me your minds and make it plain.
Peace and blessings, Brother O.
Hey, Sister Bethy. Of course, you know, the Anna Waddell Award winner for the class of 2021 this year, host of the year. How are you tonight?
All right, I'm fine. I was loving Brother Simeon. He is wonderful. He spoke the truth. You know what I mean? And, you know, when we try to do that today, boy, they give us the business.
Yeah.
They go, oh, no, she didn't say that. She's racist. You know, we can't speak the truth. He remind me of the Malcolm X and the Ballad of the Bullet.
Mm.
That's my compliment for that brother.
Yes, indeed,
you know,
of course.
Everybody else can have their opinion and speak their truth, but when it comes to us speaking our truth, they got a problem. Even your own people got a problem.
Mm.
So I appreciate everything that he said.
All right. And, of course, Sister Bethy, come back to us. Hopefully, literally in late January, early February, how we get that thrown together. And I know a lot of people have asked me, you going to continue doing the Honeybee Files? Yes. I'll be doing it when Sister Bethy takes that Friday night role. I'll be doing Saturday night Honeybee Files once a month right here on these ONE stations. Anybody else would like to talk, please press 1 now. I'm as proud today of all the things that have gone on in our lives since 2014, the growth of Beverly Nation. That night we only had 100,000 people. We're in the millions now, tens of millions. And it's amazing to me. Those people like Will of God and Antonia Batts, Lovey Ellis, Louis Devon, you know, the list goes on and on, the great Darlene Lawrence. We used to do shows once a week, okay, because we were what they call fledgling and we were trying to build something. Simeon was part of that building. Controversial shows that the rest of the hosts today are privileged to be here because of those type of shows. And yes, Simeon, you know, you say, oh, man, he's so far left, but he said what he said. Radio is all about expression. You know, the great Will of God tells you that all the time. He don't care what you think of him when he speaks. He really don't. So it's the best, he don't care what you feel. And, of course, more pain and more love, y'all not ready. So this is a expression of radio. I've always said, if you don't like what we say, turn off your station. Someone else did. We're going to grow anyway. But the fact of the matter is, the great Ngozi has always been here to give opportunity to people. And sometimes people, you know, don't understand their opportunities. But the alumni, just the same. Tomorrow night on these ONE, and of course I'm giving people the press word if they want to. at this time. But tomorrow night on these Horny Stations, we have a show that's very, very near and dear to my heart. I'll be interviewed by the International Net Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever of this year, the wonderful Jerry Petito tomorrow night, and the Jerry Petito Show right here on these O-N-E stations, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, Dudley Nation has advertising through O-N-E, which is Solo Dudley Ingalls Enterprise Research, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment at wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time on that, bethnet.com, Ring Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram, Solo Dudley Ngozi at Periscope Plus, Solo Dudley Malawi Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page. The original BevNet Classic, as well as the historic BevNation Online Radio established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole De Le, that goes for my gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ole Dumb and Malay, when goes, you're saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis.